Russ Parr Morning Show. Yes, good morning. Donnie McClurkin was supposed to play at a MLK concert in D.C., and Mayor Vincent Gray, according to this article, asked him to pull out because there were complaints. Because Donnie McClurkin says he was delivered, God delivered him from being gay. And a lot of gay groups complained. Now, I don't know if this is going too far. Now, I think there's two questions here. Can you be delivered from your gayness? Number one. And number two, these gay groups are getting real gangsta.
Yeah, well.
You know, and all of a sudden, you can't even say anything without there being some backlash. And I think if you say things that are really offensive, I agree with that. But, you know, and if there are people that are going to be hurt physically or mentally by it, I think that we need to be very conscientious about that.
But to keep him from performing?
Yeah,
that's over the top.
You know, I'm a big McClurkin fan, but I think that, I don't think that was appropriate.
But what are they saying? Is he saying that God is not accepting them because they're gay?
He's saying God delivered him, and God can deliver you too.
You cannot get on anybody for their testimony. That's his testimony.
What he said is God delivered him from his homosexual lifestyle, and God can deliver you others as well.
That's what he believes.
And so the gay groups are upset about that.
Yes, just like Cheryl Swoops and her thing. She said she wasn't born gay, but she decided to mess with a woman, and you know they ostracized her.
Good morning, hello.
Yeah, to answer your question, the first part of it is, can you be delivered from something? Yes, you can. You can be delivered from pretty much anything if you believe within yourself and God. The second question is, are they more powerful? Of course. This group has become probably more powerful than the church or any other political organization out there. So if Donnie McClurkin had came out and said, you know what, I'm gay, they would embrace them. But because he says, I'm delivered from something, then they're going
to
come out.
Because he does not agree, now he has to be a pariah just about everything the gay groups are fighting against.
They're wrong. They're hypocritical into what they believe in.
Point.
In one breath, you say that, you know, hey, look, you need to accept me. But then in the other breath, you come back and say, but I'm not going to accept your belief. And that's not right. They need to wake up. I believe in civil rights on all ends, but that's wrong.
Thank you, sir.
Naptown Brown 22 says, isn't that what Stephen Lynn's been saying in his emails for quite some time about gay groups being bullies? Also, not trying to be rude, says, not to compare race to sexuality, but don't blacks do the same thing?
But can I just say,
please,
that
we're not as powerful as the gays.
Let me just say that I'm a strong supporter of gay rights, but now I'm starting to see, hey, this is like y'all going a little bit over. You know, you have my sympathy. But when you go in here because somebody does not agree with your lifestyle, they need to be ostracized just like you have been?
Yeah.
Like the first caller said, that's hypocrisy. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
Yes, sir. That seems to be the problem, Mr. Paul. Nobody with the homosexual movement, nobody says what they do behind the scenes, but they put it so in your face. They're saying that what we do and we feel, maybe it's wrong, but you're gonna say it's right. All he said was that he was delivered from it, and somebody might feel that they want to be delivered from it. What was wrong with him? Why would Gray say you can't come now? And the gay rights, the organization has become gangster. If you do anything against him, they come out against you in masses, man, and almost smash you. But everybody says, you know, we're not going to touch them, look the other way, but they're not going to allow you to look the other way anymore.
I don't think that he should have been asked not to come.
Right.
How much pressure? What were they going to do to the mayor? I mean, what could they possibly have done? It doesn't make sense to me.
He's trying to score points.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
I think it's wrong for them not to let him actually perform, but I also don't think that Donnie McClurkin is a fake gay or whatever you want to call it. I think that he's just not practicing it anymore. But I really do think that I don't believe that's something that you can just change yourself with a flick of a switch. I believe that he has asked God to have him not practice it anymore. But you put that man behind closed doors, I'll bet you he'll perform.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about singing or what are you saying?
Say it's about faith.
What kind of performance are you talking
you
about?
Can't say
if you
that,
believe
okay?
God can do anything.
That was really good, man.
I bet he'll perform.
That was really good. You fine. I knew where you were going.
Yeah, Masala,
you didn't have
me
fooled, dude. You didn't have me fooled.
Oh, no.
I saw where you were going. You just snuck around the corner. I knew where you was getting ready to go.
Oh,
but I was
going
to let you do it because that was interesting. Good morning. Hello.
R&H,
I love our listeners.
R&H says Donnie is still gayer than RuPaul's Drag Race contestant lineup. Now you stop it. You quit it.
Yeah, I don't know if you just wake up one day and go like, I love women. All right, I don't know if you're truly gay. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, I think it's a little ridiculous that it's, we're in a society now where if you say anything that's against being gay, you're automatically destroyed. It's like, you know, I just because I tolerate you being gay doesn't mean I have to agree with it. And it's like if you don't agree with it, you're completely like
anti-gay.
Right.
Right. If you're against it, then you're the worst person in the world, and they try to take your job away, destroy everything you have, or, well, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, here's my thing, you know, especially to a lot of the gay groups. Let's get away from this gay guilt, okay, because that's where it's heading. It's heading that, you know, you're running guilt trips on people because they don't agree with you.
Well, you're going to get it.
That's what's going
that's
on.
Exactly
you're
going to
get it, Mr. Parr.
You know, that's the truth.
Look, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, I don't have to keep saying email where I stand
for. @gmail.com.
I'm just saying. You don't want to guilt people into your point of view.
Yeah, I mean,
either
do you
have it or you don't.
Okay.
Okay? Donnie McClurkin should have performed. Period.
Where?
On stage.
Oh, okay, because yes. The other guy.